Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back goes Hurts again. He steps up. He's going deep. He wants Devontae Smith, who has it down to the two. He went high into the air and came down at the two.
Boy, he fell hard.
Yeah, he did, right on the back, and he shook it off. Probably knocked the wind out of himself, but...
I mean, listen, that's where those Wawa subs, man, they got to come in a little more handy there. Maybe he put an extra 5 pounds back there on his derriere. You know, it might have been a soft landing.
Yeah. Yeah, double meat, double bacon on them. Well, Ike Reese, let's get our energy level up, you in particular. Because
this guy didn't have any problem with a little extra sauce back there on his derriere. He had a nice derriere back there.
Ooh, boy.
He did. Number five, Donovan McNabb, who joins us at 4 o'clock after every Eagles game. What's up, number five?
Really, we going with extra sauce on the derriere? No?
Well, listen, Devontae, if he has a couple more pounds on him, maybe it doesn't hurt as much when he hits the ground there.
Hey, I mean, and then you threw the extra meat in. What's happening over there?
Extra bacon.
Hey, that was a great catch, great play by a receiver that I think is his time to shine. I'm impressed by the total team effort in the last 3 weeks of how this team continues to gel as a unit and be able to be successful on both sides of the ball.
So, Fah, take me into the mind of the QB, right, when there is a trust level that has been developed between the QB and the wide receiver, whereas I'm starting to see where Jalen, a lot of those throws yesterday, those guys weren't wide open. Actually, Washington has some good coverage on some of those plays, but Jalen is giving his guys a chance to go up and make plays, and they made plays for him yesterday in one-on-one situations. So what is it like to have the quarterback be able to trust the receiver that that ball's not going to be intercepted, and at worst is going to be an incomplete pass for the quarterback to get to that trust level with his wideouts?
You know what? The thing that I'm more impressed with, and I think he spent a lot of time with Devontae this offseason of being up there in Philadelphia and then working together, with A.J. Brown brings to the table. And we know about his physicality. We know about his ability to get in and out of breaks and make explosive plays. But I'm impressed by his blocking out on the run game. I'm impressed by his ability to be a team player and not try to do whatever he can to ask the ball and demand the ball. He understands his opportunities that will be there, and he takes full advantage of it, but he now knows that he's opening up for everyone else around him. And we're seeing what it's going to be a result of with, you know, the tight end getting more action, the running backs getting a little bit more action in the running game and in the passing game, and it helps out the play action game. So I just think for what we're seeing from the chemistry from quarterback to receivers, and I'll throw the tight ends in there as well, I'm just impressed by the play calling. I'm impressed at the timing of the calls and obviously the production.
We all are. They were amazing. But, Donovan, 24 points on the second quarter. And, you know, if you kind of look back at yesterday's game, it felt like it was a bigger win than 24-8, but it was 24-8. So what happens what's been happening in the second half? Because outside of scoring some points against the Lions in the second half, they haven't scored in the second half the last 2 weeks. What do you see that's happening? And is it just that they lose focus on trying to score and they're more worried about milking the clock? Or what are you seeing that they're not able to score in the second half here?
I just think for every team, I mean, it's really the fundamental plays of if it's a check down, taking the check down, if it's running the football on a first and second down, to being able to do that instead of putting it in the air, or it's just utilizing the middle of the football field, and that's when you want to use your tight end. I think for a lot of the teams that are so explosive in the very beginning, you're expecting them to continue to be explosive in that second half, and they're just trying to methodically call plays instead of really trying to get their tight ends involved, where now the linebackers have to kind of sit and flow for a minute instead of just dropping back, hitting the check downs. It'll open up opportunities downfield, but you got at least 50, 60% of the deeper balls that you're throwing. You got to complete those, or you're going to find yourself on the sideline and three and out.
I know you are a big proponent in the run game, man. You talked about that a lot. Mal's got 15 carries yesterday, which I'm okay with. He doesn't usually get
right.
Those are his touches.
He doesn't need to get more.
Right. It's usually somewhere around there. But they ran the ball 30 times. Jalen had 9 carries. It didn't feel like he ran the ball 9 times yesterday. Were you okay with the running game yesterday? Did you like how we ran the ball?
I will say yes. I will say yes. But also, remember, I always try to ask for that big back. I think we still need one of those power backs. I mean, it could be something that happens at the trade deadline or whatever it may be. But I think 15 carries for Miles Sanders is big. I think you have to have a play sheet for, like we have with Westbrook. We have to have a play sheet where there are about 12 to 15 plays of just touches, opportunities for guys like Miles Sanders and really like Scott to be involved in the passing game, the screen game, running the football. I think with 15 carries, that's more than enough for a guy like Miles Sanders. But I would expect him to have about 4 to 5 catches as well.
Donovan, defensively, especially early, I mean, early and often, they were getting to Carson. And I know the offensive line was banged up for Washington, and Carson probably started holding the ball too long. But in particular, early, they just got in there. If you look at the first two drives, sack on the first drive, 2 sacks on the second drive, then you started getting some false start penalties. Then you could just see Carson, and we've seen this with him before. You know he's not comfortable back there because he's sensing pressure, even if it's not coming. But the defense has been impressive. We talk about the last 2 weeks. The defense has really, like, Jalen's been good. The offense has been good. The defense may be better.
Well, the defense is better. And I say that because when you look across the board, our team is supposed to play the way they are. When our corners are all Pro Bowl corners. Our safeties could elevate a little bit more, I think. But our linebackers play, and our front four, I think, are really the key to the success of the defense. And that's the way, ever since that Detroit game where we gave up so many yards versus the run, and that set up in the second half with the passing game, our defense has really stepped up. And we're starting to approach a little bit more of the blitz game as well. Something that I questioned last year and the year before, but I think we're adding now as another element for our corners to be a little bit more aggressive because we are applying pressure. So, yes, that's going to lead to opposing quarterbacks holding the football because our corners are locked in and we're getting on the quarterback.
Donovan, you, Doug Peterson, your old teammate, makes his return to Philadelphia this week with the Jags. You, of course, had to come back to Philadelphia after you left. For him, how much of a distraction is this? I know it's a little bit different. You were a quarterback. He's the coach. But what's the key in trying not to make it too much of a distraction? And what will Doug be going through coming back this week?
Well, I think for Doug and knowing Doug, Doug's not going to rely, like, lean on any motivational speeches of him coming back. Got to have this win. He wants to prove a point. Doug, right now, to be honest with you, could be up for coach of the year. And because I think they have one of the most improved players over there in Trevor Lawrence. And a lot of that comes from Doug and his ability to work with quarterbacks and the play caller. They've been playing very well. So this ain't an easy game for the Philadelphia Eagles. So going with that, I think Doug's mentality will be what we've seen from the last couple weeks of just trying to find his way for his quarterback to be upright, his defense to apply pressure and create turnovers, special teams to be able to create yards and good field position. So I don't think it's any extra motivation for Doug. Now, but with that said, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars will take it upon themselves to try to win this for Doug. I see a close nucleus over there from what we've seen when Urban Meyer was there for this team really leaning on Doug and trusting Doug's mentality and approach, and they're playing that way as well.
5 through 3 weeks, man, this has been a crazy NFL season. I don't know if many people had the Dolphins, Eagles, and potentially the Giants as the remaining undefeated teams after 3 weeks, but that's what we could be if the Giants win tonight against the Cowboys. I know it's still early and a lot of football left to be played. What's one of the things, I guess, that stood out to you, surprisingly, the first 3 weeks of the season as you just look around the league? And that could be good or bad. Good or bad with you.
Right. I'll go 2-2 then. So as far as the good is concerned, I mentioned the Jacksonville Jaguars and how they're playing, how Trevor Lawrence looks now as a second-year NFL quarterback, Doug Peterson changing that whole mentality and culture, where defensively they're applying pressure to opposing quarterbacks and creating turnovers, and offensively being a little bit more balanced of running the football with Etienne as well as with Robinson, and Trevor Lawrence being effective in protecting the football. I'll also have to mention, you know, just right now of where the New York Giants are. No one talks about them, of how they're playing. Saquon Barkley looks like old Saquon Barkley from before. Yeah. I think, you know, as far as their quarterback is concerned, I think he can play a lot better, but he's not losing the game for them. And once they get Thibodeau back on defense, they'll have a little bit more pressure coming off the edge to help their defense. Now, as far as the bad is concerned, I expected a little bit more out of the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders,
yeah,
to me,
yeah,
are disappointment.
They might be the most disappointing team.
Yeah, and I look at it in two ways. I mean, Derek Carr has been one of those guys that's been on the bubble as far as average or above average kind of a quarterback. He doesn't do anything that's kind of a wow, or he doesn't do anything where it's like, well, maybe not. He's just right at the edge where it's like he's a little bit better than average. And you would have thought it would have been kind of a step forward with Devontae Adams there. But again, you have to look now the direction of Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels failed as a coach in Denver. And, I mean, it's a rough start for him right now. Now, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's early. But yet and still, that's where they are right now. And I would probably have to say another one to me would be I expected a little bit more out of the New Orleans Saints. I look at the New Orleans Saints and having Michael Thomas back, Kamara's there, drafting Aleve on offense, Jameis Winston coming back, although it's off a knee surgery. And I expected their defense to be a high-pressure type of defense. And they're just not showing me what I expected. So I would say those are the two goods and the two bads for me all across the league.
All right. Number five's done it again, Donovan McNabb. So, Ike, are you saying Donovan used to eat a lot of Chickies and Pete's when he was in Philadelphia? Or what were you saying before about the extra cushion?
Well, I mean, listen.
I mean, yeah, you know what? I mean, you know, I got to carry on
luggage. He liked to squat, too. Yeah, listen, Five liked to squat, too. We talk about Jalen squatting 600 pounds. I don't think Five squatted that much, but I know you like the weight room, though. You was certainly.
He used to work out with us.
He used to work out with the linebackers now.
I wasn't a 600-pound squatter. I was a 575 guy. You know, although Jalen did that in high school.
Right.
He came to Alabama and got 500, which is crazy to me. But I definitely can kill Jalen on the bench. He don't want to see that part.
The upper body, I got you.
Donovan, great talking to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. All right, good luck to you.
All right, there he is, number five.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he was known to have a rump back there. He knows it.
Well, people used to always say he's so difficult to bring down in the pocket because he was very strong. And they were talking about the rump.
Yes.
The rump shaker, Donovan McNabb. Do you know that song, Jack? It's actually not the same context towards Donovan. But
it's not, but yeah. But.
Not
totally, yeah.
Not totally. We're live at Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience. Chickies and Pete's, watch all the pro and college football action at Chickies and Pete's. Go to chickiesandpeets.com for a location near you. Let's get right back to the phones. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the game yesterday, your takeaways from it. But let me pause for 1 second because fall is here and it's starting to get cold out, right? So it's that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. And when I need a company to help me with these home projects, I turn to the experts. That's right, Guided Door and Window. And actually, because I've talked about this before, I am a Guided customer. I have doors from Guided, and I have one of my windows I had to replace from Guided. We actually had we had Guided out last week measuring because we're going to either get the entire house done or we're going to get the bottom floor done first because I need new windows. I do. And Guided is making it very easy for you to afford your project, 20% off all windows and doors, and take no money out of your pocket and pay it off over 3 years. 3 years interest-free financing. That's right. So once you get those windows and doors, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of your new highly energy-efficient windows and doors that includes an increased comfort level in your home, lowered monthly energy bills, and you're taking advantage of 20% savings, and you're having the luxury of paying off your project 0% interest for up to 36 months. But you have to act now. This offers for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A, .com. Craig in D.C. was there yesterday with his son, Ike Reese.
Oh, yeah.
Craig's with us right now. Craigie, how are you?
Marks and Reese. Yo, fellas, give me some of that juice, Ike.
Uh-oh. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
What up, Craig?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Excellent.
What's up, Craig?
All right, I know y'all can hear my voice, bro. I can't even. I'm all E-A-G-L-S chanted out, bro. We was in there wrecking the set yesterday. Let me tell you something, fellas. It was just a glorious day, man, just to see the Eagles faithful. Man, I'm telling you, man, Philly came down so deep. And I'm telling you, I know y'all been hearing it all day. Dude, it probably was a 70-30 ratio. I mean, it was hardly any Washington fans up in there. We had black and green. We painted the freaking stadium, bro. And it was just glorious, man. I mean, it was just awesome, man.
We can hear it.
So, yeah. Yeah, it sounded like a home game.
It was great, fellas. And, you know, like I said, man, once again, from week to week, man, I'm telling you, bro, y'all, hey, Marks, y'all going to have to give OG Wade going to end up with a segment, bro. Y'all going to have to give him.
We're going to have to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with Wade, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bro, you're going to have to give him. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm looking for some numbers out of him next. He like a damn psychic or something. I'm like, come on, Wade, give us some numbers or something. How you predict this, man? Because he was on it about Jamie, man. He knew it, it seemed like. You know what I mean? And it's coming true. You know what I mean?
I mean, from the day that he said. From the day that he said, I feel like he's my son. I still can feel that.
I feel like he's my son.
Like he said that day and meant it.
Yep. He did. No, everything that he said, even Uncle Paul's been yelling MVP, and I'm like, yeah, sure, Jalen's winning the MVP. Man. He might win the MVP. He keeps playing like this. He might win the MVP.
Listen, a blind squirrel, man.
I know, all right? But even the
blind squirrel, man.
No, but he really meant it and felt it.
Well, that's the impressive part is that he truly felt it.
Yeah, like I'm not going to say who was it? Was it Matt from Mayfair that predicted Carson was going to get benched and the Eagles were going to be terrible that year? He was just guessing. Like he got lucky with that prediction.
Well, so did OG.
Well,
let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I actually
He still gets the credit for riding with him and being mocked and ridiculed. That's really what it is.
Yeah, he gets.
I mean,
he does.
That's really what it is. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
He hung in there. When he was up against the ropes last year, Jalen wasn't throwing for 300 yards every week and all that stuff. He hung in there, though. That's where I give him the credit is for hanging in there and believing that he could get better.
Yeah.
You know, there was a few times where you had to, he's still young. We started hemming and hawing and whining to make excuses to benefit him. But the fact of the matter is, he never wavered in his support for him.
Right. Meanwhile, Elliott doesn't make it out of training camp.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly. See, and that's what I'm saying. Those were people that were trying to be supportive, and not be unwavering, but they couldn't help themselves. Couldn't help themselves. So now they don't get the benefit that OG Wade gets. Because they bailed on Jalen.
Right, and even Gilio, we saw how he was setting up his move. It was like a chessboard to him.
He was already ready to blame Sirianni. Yeah. Well, then he started saying, man, he doesn't have to throw the ball.
He can do this, he can do that.
So here's what I would say. I would say Jalen has surprised a lot of people, including those in that building. right around the corner from where
I got you, bro.
Right. Like, even if they thought they were going to see improvement, man, like,
they didn't expect this.
10 out of 10.
And it's still early.
Yes.
You want to see him do it for a full season or what have you. But I think the idea that you need to look for a different quarterback, see, that's the conclusion that I came to, is that this is the quarterback. Now, how far he takes us, we'll see. But the idea that we need to keep looking for a quarterback every offseason and waiting that we somehow hopefully find the one in the draft is going to be the one. No, you got him here. Now, your job as an organization is to cultivate that talent. Put players around him, have good drafts around him, because he's going to have a high price tag after this season. So now the real work begins. The real work will begin after this season. You pay him, and then you have to continue to put a team around
now
him.
Now he doesn't cost you $1 million.
Right. Yeah. That's going to change. And I tell you what, the dude in Baltimore, he's not making it easy on the Eagles.
No.
Because if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to want $300 million guaranteed. So what do you think Jalen's going to want if his team is in the Super Bowl?
Well, he's like, we're not getting the hometown discount.
No.
Well, if he's in the MVP conversation, he's making the big money.
That's where he's going to be.
So
when he does his contract next offseason, it'll be right in line with Lamar's and Joe Burrow's and Justin Herbert's. In line with those guys.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, Jack, you know what I've gotten a lot via DM in the last, since a lot of positive things? Since the Broncos game ended last night.
Oh, you don't want, yesterday. You still want Russell Wilson?
Oh,
you
still
want
Russ?
You sure you still want Russ?
Oh, yeah, only like 25 people.
Yep. That might be a disappointment. I mean, that may be one of the, I think they're 2-1 though, right?
Somehow they're 2-1.
But, dude, that offense is monstrous. I don't know
terrible.
If it's him, the players around him. Like, what is that?
The final drive he needed.
He needed to turn into
Russ. He was running around. Like, that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
He can't sit back there in the pocket. I know.
And two of them came from Jimmy G.
11-10 with Jimmy G stepping out of the back of the end zone. What a terrible game. Terrible.
Broncos money line, though.
They
never
covered,
a doubt.
Yep.
Hey, one of my picks.
They covered.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592.
I think they were underdogs, actually.
They were. They were point underdogs. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. One of my wins this week.
What's that one? You ought to throw that back.
2-1-1. I should. I had a push.
Nope, because when you lose one like that, we won't. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to take the victory where it comes from.
I'll take it, man. Coming up, how did Nick Sirianni address the team after the game?
Uh-oh.
You'll hear the post-game speech, also your phone calls. Mad Mike, is he calling in to add Crow?
To eat a little Crow?
So Sean's here. Sean Young's here. I was actually thinking during the game, I was thinking about Mad Mike because he's been so disrespectful to Brandon Graham. Well, because he's always over the top with Brandon.
Graham, yeah.
It's
one
thing if you're like, he's not good anymore. Or what? Like, he's mean with Brandon, and nobody should be mean with
Brandon. Especially our Super Bowl hero. I mean, come on, man.
So Mad Mike answers that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The goals from the game, hit our shots when we got them. Offense, I think we did that. Good job. What was that one, Jonathan? Affect the passer on known pass. I think we did that. Great job, D-line. Great defensive effort. Great job, defensive line. 9 sacks for the defensive line. Hey, excellent job competing. Excellent job competing for 4 quarters. That's excellent. Hey. We're going to enjoy this one. I know Jalen's going to tell you enjoy it, all right? And then we're on to the next round. Because it's just all of it. We're in a 17-round heavyweight championship bout. We take a seat. We sit down. We make the corrections. We go through our process. And we're ready to go again.
Nick Sirianni after the game.
He's our leader.
Yep. Big Eagles win. Now, did he have the Mike Quick jersey on at that point, or did he change into it?
He did not, no.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yeah, thankfully he did not have
They had to change into his post-game attire.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
We're back live from Chickies and Pete's every Monday night, live from Chickies, right after Marks and Reese 2 to 6. Brandon Graham show at 6, the Players Lounge with Ike and Elliot and a player. ChickiesandPete's.com for more details. That was the question mark after that.
It sounded like it.
And a player?
A question? Is that a question? It's like never mind.
It might, so we'll see. Might be. But all I need is Ike and Ellie in my life at 7 o'clock. Yeah. It's good enough for me. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. I think it was close to 80% of the people that are saying that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
Now, we're Eagles fans, so of course we're feeling that like that right now. But through 3 games...
Oh, yeah, I can't think of a team that I would say is better than the Eagles. Who's looked more impressive than the Philadelphia Eagles? NFC, hell, we're talking about the entire league.
NFL, yeah.
Right now. So, yeah, I mean, you go to, you know, the old faithfuls, Tampa Bay and Green Bay.
No.
They have not looked great. I mean, I think they're both 2-1, but they're lucky to be 2-1.
They
I
are.
I mean, you know, so and it's a long way to go. It's a long way to go. I mentioned that the other day that when Tampa won the Super Bowl a couple years ago, I think they were 7-5 after 12 games.
Okay.
And then they didn't lose, another game. Yeah, they didn't lose another game the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So I just say that to say it. We can enjoy the 3-0. Nothing wrong with that. We should be excited about our football team. It's just we got a long way to go before this thing is finally decided.
Long season.
Yeah, we're still talking about four. Think about it. We're still in September.
It's unbelievable.
The season doesn't even end until the second week of January.
Man. Yeah, well, I mean, just quickly before we were looking up the remaining schedule for the Eagles just to see where they're going the next couple weeks, and it's like I mean, Arizona's going to be a tough game. That's on the road. That's in 2 weeks. But I mean,
Jacksonville's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Jack, do you think Jacksonville's the tough game, or are they blown?
I thought so, but that line's telling me that it's might be another blowout in order.
Yeah, it's a big line.
That line should be 4.5, 5.
But you know what I'm telling you, though? If the Eagles wind up going out there and just say they put a win together like they did the last 2 weeks, I mean, that's saying a lot. Dude, Jacksonville just went to Los Angeles and beat the Chargers. That's not a slouch team in their building. Nor is Jacksonville some team that has overwhelming talent on it. So they clearly are a well-coached team. They clearly have young talent there. And because nobody expects anything of them, those are always the most dangerous teams. Nobody expects anything out of Jacksonville, Doug, in his first year. They're going to win that division. They're going to win the AFC South.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And they're going to want to win that game for Doug, too.
They are the better team. You look at the teams in that division, like, who would you believe in? Matt Ryan?
No.
Like, come on, man. Like,
Houston, no.
Kansas City, the coach should easily be 0-3 right now. Should have lost to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs gave him that game yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tennessee is okay. Nothing special.
They're a 500-ish
right?
team.
And then who else is there? Houston.
And yeah, Houston is – they'll be competitive, but that's a 5-6-7-win team, something
so,
like that.
So, I mean,
that.
Jacksonville's better than I thought they were going to be. Yeah. I didn't expect much out of them this year. Yeah. I'm not a big Trevor Lawrence guy, but
– he looked good.
Looked good.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Let's go to Rob. Rob and Glenn Olden. Is this formerly the artist known as Positive Rob and Glenn Olden?
Yes.
What's up, Rob? You guys don't give me a chance to talk this time. He's going to just talk over and hang up on me like last time.
I don't remember what happened, but I'm going to hang up on you, Rob. Goodbye. See ya. Let's go to Mad Mike.
Wow.
Checking in. Well, I mean, Jack, the comment said that he's being a big baby. So he came on the air and he was a big baby. So let's go to Mad Mike.
Yeah.
Mad Mike, how are you?
Hey, my fantasy team's doing better than my topics and my points.
Oh, did you win yesterday? Did you got a win coming again this week?
I didn't just win. I kicked the crap out of Colton. I actually was like, sorry, bro. Sorry for this ass kicking.
Uh-oh. Well, at least you're a better fit. Like, Ike is a better football guy than fantasy GM. You're a better fantasy GM than football guy, Mike.
What are you going to do? You can't be great at everything.
That's what I said.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. By the way, I told you that your fantasy team sucked that night that you drafted them. I don't know.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese
right,
now.
Because I'm only 2-1. I just beat the number one team in the league yesterday.
Well, no, you didn't beat the number one. I'm the number one team.
Well,
in the
I mean, he has a one next to his team name. That's
not
all I know.
Much longer.
I know because I beat him yesterday.
Yeah, anyway. Well, I was going to say this. The world is upside down. Up is down. Down is up. Like, the quarterback's good. I'm frustrated because I don't even know how to be a fan anymore.
Well, just enjoy it. The team
I don't
looks
know
great.
How to.
Well, try
I think
it.
I need to see a therapist because I'm just like angry. I'm like, how am I so wrong? And I'm just sitting there stewing now.
Well, I mean, you usually are wrong. If I just
not,
go back
really.
To the fantasy
I mean,
team,
the
I got the
years,
highest scoring
right.
fantasy team in our league.
What's up?
I got the highest scoring team in our league, and I had the 10th pick.
Ike, let the points settle tomorrow. You're going to see who's number
all
one.
All right, all right. So specifically, specifically, what would you like to talk about with your things you were wrong about with the Eagles? So
it's like, one thing I'm right about,
right.
I guarantee you Brandon Smiles too much Graham isn't getting 10 sacks this year. He always has one game where he feasts, and then you don't see him for 8 games. Then he's like, oh, I'm going to talk trash anyway. Shut up, nerd.
Oh, so you don't want to give Brandon his props
I'm not giving Brandon
yesterday?
Nothing. He's still an overrated bum in my opinion.
You're the overrated bum.
Yep.
And see, you can't even eat crow fairly because we're not even asking you to eat crow about all the other things you've been wrong about as it pertains to the Eagles, but you've gone personally against Brandon Graham and Jalen Hurts. And we got plenty of time to beat you over the head with Jalen Hurts because he's off to a great start. But Brandon Graham is probably going to be up for NFC Defensive Player of the Week this week. What did you say he had, John? Two and a half sacks.
2.5 sacks.
2 tackles for loss. He had a
forced fumble.
A forced fumble.
5 hurries.
5 quarterback hurries.
All in 27 snaps.
In 27 snaps.
Talk to me in 6 weeks when he still has the same stats and he hasn't done anything else, but he feasted on one bad team like he did with the Jets a few years ago. Still didn't get 10. He had 3 sacks against the Jets.
See, there you go. You found your sweet spot of being miserable.
There you go. I found it.
All right, beat it.
He drains me.
Because
he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to relent at all. He's not giving
he won't give
anything.
In even a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, with Jalen, right, like, mm-hmm. There were people that thought Jalen can make the Josh Allen jump and he could be a Pro Bowl-type quarterback and be the Eagles franchise quarterback. And a lot of people disagreed with a lot of those things, right, like, including me. But the Brandon thing, like, no one's saying Brandon Graham's the best defensive end in the NFL or he's going to have 20 sacks this year or whatever. Brandon is perfect for that line. They missed him last year, and he had a great game yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not addressing that nonsense.
All right,
about the 10 sacks. The man's in his 13th year. All of a sudden, you're raising a bar that he has to get 10 sacks to impress you. No, he's in his 13th year, coming off a torn Achilles, and the fact that he's not playing a full game, really, he's really playing a limited role. It allows him to be even more effective. Just admit that you're wrong, and you have been wrong about Brandon Graham the entire time. No one said he's a Hall of Famer. No one said made up any of those things that you're trying to set out there to justify your harsh criticism of him as a player and not give him his props of being a Super Bowl hero in this town. Don't try to raise the bar to 10 sacks. Nobody care about that nonsense. No, he had 2.5 yesterday, 5 quarterback hurries, a tackle, 2 tackles for loss, a forced fumble. Give him his props.
That's it.
Give him his props, man.
Let's go to Jason in Philly.
You can't be disrespecting BG like that, man.
Jason in Philly, what's up, brother?
Love you guys. I like Smart. I agree with Reese 100% with that. Brandon Graham is his 13th year. Give the guy his props. That was a great game from him yesterday. I mean, you can't ask for much more. And looking at Cox yesterday, he looked like he had a spark under his butt.
Yesterday. I love Cox.
He was just running all over the place. And him and Wentz going back and forth on text messages, I think that kind of put a fire under his butt. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, now you ain't got the red shirt on, I could come hit you now.
Mm-hmm. So you did when you looked at Cox yesterday, you did see his spark under his butt.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah, but it was a good game by the D line. But Reese, I don't know if you remember Friday I was trying to call you guys about Wentz and we were talking about Sammy Sleeves. I was hoping that Sammy Sleeves would be the bridge and we wouldn't draft Wentz, but kinda glad we waited and now
keep
we got
Sammy Sleeves?
He's the guy.
Sammy Sleeves, yeah. I think we had a debate a couple years ago about that.
Ooh, boy.
You thought you loved the way he threw the football, didn't you? Because there was a lot
that
of people
Green
out there.
Preseason game.
Oh, my God. He was perfect.
Those final 7
11.
Games yeah, were pretty good for that.
Oh, God. Here you go.
I did. Sammy's, hold on.
I've heard a lot of Wentz criticism. That's the first time I've heard they wanted to keep Sammy Sleeves instead
nobody's,
of Wentz.
Nobody's ever said that
I haven't
that
heard
before.
That one before. That's a
no,
new one.
No, I couldn't wait. Like, remember when Rager got traded and everybody was – there was a lot of people were happy because he got traded. And, like, I felt no joy in Jalen Rager getting traded. Like, I don't care. He was never going to be good here, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. When Bradford was traded, I mean, we got great compensation, so I was happy about that. I was so happy for him not to be an Eagle anymore.
Yes.
I never wanted to watch him play another snap as an Eagle. I couldn't stand him. I hated it when they traded for him. I was pissed when they traded for him. I didn't believe in him when he came into the NFL. I always thought he sucked. And then Chip Kelly trades for him. It's like, oh, great. The guy I hate the most in the NFL is now my quarterback. God, I was so happy.
Oh, I loved Bradford.
I bet you did.
Yep, got that bum Nick Foles out of here.
Bum Nick Foles.
All right, you
had that
Mike.
Butt today.
Oh, so, yeah, the Super Bowl heroes are now have been called bums
I
in
said
the last
at that point minutes. He was a bum.
Okay. All right. All right.
Is that something that you're proud of right now?
All right.
I just thought it was funny.
A legend. He has a statue outside.
Well, that's taken down, right? It's not still there, is it?
It is not up anymore, no. Yeah, they moved it.
But it's still there.
I don't know where they moved it to.
Oh, no, it's still in front of the stadium.
They did move it.
They moved it out of the Head House Plaza.
Yeah, it's not where.
It's the Pepsi Challenge Plaza, whatever it's called now.
Exactly
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Right.
Sponsorships.
I chose RC Cola over Pepsi and the Pepsi Challenge.
Don't say that, man.
Ooh, boy.
I used to have it at my house when I was little, and I would drink that. I'd be like, I like this one. It's like RC Cola. All right, now go back to the phones in 1 second. Here's Ike.
Hey, one of the things that I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new players or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. And that's perfect for tonight's Monday night football game. Oh, we got a barn burner tonight, buddies. Dallas taking on New York. Whew. Should be a lot of points scored in this game. Hope you can detect the sarcasm. But I have a same game parlay for you nonetheless. How about rushing? Cooper Rush to go over in passing yards against this Giants defense. Don't know about that. Or how about the running back from the Giants, Saquon Barkley, to score an anytime touchdown, and the receiver from Dallas, CeeDee Lamb, because they will be losing. I expect him to go over in his receiving yards tonight. Now, same game parlay is just one of the reasons that I bet. With FanDuel, I've given you all the other reasons. Listen, it's easy to use. I love the live betting, and the fast withdrawals are always my favorite. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP, and I really like this FanDuel app. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you'll get $150 in free bets, win or lose, as long as you use promo code Ike. Again, that's promo code Ike. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. I got a disclaimer. I read what I had to read on that live read. That wouldn't be my parlay, my same game parlay tonight. I'm just telling you.
No. You'll release that later on in the show.
I was paid to say what I just said. I just want to make that clear to everybody.
So you do not like the over?
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Saying that's what's on the script right there. Right,
good,
sorry.
Good to know.
Somebody's out there like, what the hell is I talking about right now? The
Cooper
same game
Rush, oh, yeah. Really? All right, let me write that down.
Did Jerry write it?
I have to believe 1-1 is 3.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry wrote that down the script.
So let's go to back to the phone. So we've already spoken to a member or two of the Hertz family today.
Yes.
Aunt Monica's on the line
from
Paoli.
Man, all the relatives are calling in today, buddy.
Aunt Monica, how are you?
I'm good, Johnny Marks. How about you?
I'm good. I'm great, in fact.
Great.
Monica.
Great on this Eagles victory Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
So I agree. How are you?
Auntie, am I in the family yet? Or I'm like a distant relative. Am I third cousin?
You absolutely are, Ike. You always were.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
You were. Is Jack in? That's the.
No, he's not.
Well, no one's been more positive on this.
He'll
team
try to get in. Believe me, I'm not even trying.
Well, after I was bullied by you two out of the Hertz family.
And Jack, congratulations to you and your wife on your impending blessing.
Yes.
So, I just wanted to weigh in on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I am so proud of all of them, actually, and I am just so excited for this entire season. I had no idea. I was not surprised at the way Jalen has come up in his in his play, and it's amazing to watch. I'm hooked.
Yeah,
I'm hooked.
It's you know what it is. It's weird when the team is as good as you hope it to be. And it's like, okay, now where do I go with? How do I analyze my football team every week? You sort of imagine or you hope that we're going to have receivers like we have. 2,000-yard receivers. Remember we said that? We're like, oh, man, we're going to have 2,000-yard receivers, and then we're going to have a tight end that might get 1,000 yards. That may actually happen. This dude is actually throwing for 300 yards in the first halves of games, let alone the entire game. The guy's throwing for 300 yards in the first halves of games.
Yeah, you said 4,000 yards passing, and I kind of was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not throwing for 4,000. No, he's going to throw for 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he has. Yeah, it's.
I've upped my touchdowns from 25 to 30.
It's interesting that you say it because you're right. So many seasons when we go back and look, we're always hoping that the team is going to be as good as mm-hmm. we say it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And then, it never really is.
Yeah, like fairly often it's not what we think it's going to be. Yeah. This even people that were really, really excited and thinking the Eagles were going to have a great season, even that might even pass their expectations for the season. So far, I mean, I would say that it has for most people.
Especially at the quarterback position.
Yes.
I mean.
Even defense.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's not happening the way we want it to happen defensively. Obviously, we wanted him to be a lot more aggressive and that sort of thing, blitzing-wise. But we did say they added a lot of talent on that side of the football. They should be better. Yeah. Like, Jonathan Gannon has a lot of weapons to work with. Let's see how he draws up schemes to shut down some of these offenses. And, you know, so far, I mean, with the exception of that third quarter into the fourth quarter of the Lions game, I mean, this Eagles defense has been this as advertised.
It's been very good.
I mean, you had Slay get two picks last week. You had the defensive line get 9 sacks yesterday. 9 sacks.
So how much – and I know you probably have to go back and look a little closer at it.
They didn't get a turnover yet, or they got the one fumble recovery?
They got one fumble recovery.
They got a pick late, too.
Did they?
Yeah, Marcus Epps.
I don't remember that.
No. Nah.
Did they really? I don't think so. I literally don't remember that.
I think Wentz threw an interception yesterday.
He did not. At least according to the box.
Oh, no, Jack, you're talking about the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
Fortunately for Wentz, they don't count.
Yeah, someone might not have had a prop on that.
But when you look.
There you go. It's good prop bet, too.
Like, in 2017, I think the corners benefited from the defensive line getting pressure.
Doubt. Yeah, those
this
corners
year,
weren't great.
It seems like it's the opposite.
It's working, or you're certainly right that the corners are allowing this D-line to get to the quarterback. Even old big boy Jordan Davis had a QB hurry yesterday. You see that? You see big boy guy, man. Wentz had him. And Wentz must saw his life flash in front of him when he saw Jordan Davis coming up the middle of that offensive line.
Man. The only thing was missing from yesterday. And
he slipped under. That would have been Jordan Davis's sack. Somebody else got the sack, but Davis
he
was
caused
there first.
It.
Well,
yeah.
And Jordan Davis batted down the first pass of the game, which I'm sure Wentz, you know, saw in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Six, what is he, 6'8"?
Yeah.
Man.
He's huge.
Yeah. First, listen to these possessions to start for Washington. Punt, punt, fumble, punt, punt, punt. That's the first half. Punt, punt, fumble, punt, punt, punt. Punt, punt, and then they went the distance, but it was down. So they went 93 yards. Yeah. They chewed up a lot of that third quarter.
The third quarter.
But then Avante got the stop on fourth down, and like that, right when that happened, it was like, well, that's the game because they're not gonna.
Yep.
And then they had another downs later on where they got the touchdown late. But I mean, that was essentially it. All right, we have a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Chuck from Mount Airy is ready to react. Andy from Deptford.
Oh, man.
Your phone calls at 215-592-9494.
Pete the Crab's in the house.
Yep.
And victory!
Oh.
We're having a sack party there. That sounds like Hassan Reddick is coming.
I love Cox.
Hassan Reddick is in the players' lounge tonight. Yes. All right. Hassan Reddick joins Ike and Elliot at 7 o'clock. Brandon Graham at 6 o'clock.
Sack party.
Four
sacks
total will be here tonight at Chickies and Pete's.
There we
between
go. I need to
eight.
See the package.
There you go. Coming up next, the Eagles are huddled somewhere over a transistor radio because they want to hear who's getting game balls from Jack Fritz. The top 5 at 5 is coming up next. Then we get back into the show. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. And today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Let them cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck. Wow, your guest. Details online, chickensandpeets.com. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.